welcome to the latest WEDA Digital Marketing Roundup. I'm your host, Matt, and if you missed the most important digital marketing news and updates from last week, don't worry because we've got you covered. This week, news includes Google My Business messaging functionality, passage-based indexing, Shopify's new integration with Facebook and Instagram shops, and much more. Let's delve into it. Google My Business messaging functionality. Google has added messaging functionality for users on web browsers and not just the mobile app. It's not fully live yet, but a lot of users already appear to have access. It appears as part of the left-hand navigation as a clickable button. Duplicate image results reduced. Google recently announced that back in November last year, they rolled out an update to image search to reduce duplicated images. Images that appear now shouldn't be duplicated, and you should get access to more diverse image results thanks to the update. Google said, "We hope this improvement, which we introduced in November, helps everyone better make use of Google Images to be inspired and informed as they search visually." Passage-based indexing. You may recall that passage-based indexing was first announced late last year as a new way to display specific passages from ranking pages in the search results. The update went live as of the 10th of Feb for US English search results, and Google stated that the rollout of the update could impact up to 7% of queries when it's completely launched. Google Photos video editing features improved. Google has recently improved the video editing features available in Google Photos with the addition of filters, enhancing specific elements, new cropping options, and the ability to change perspective. Google stated there are now more than 30 controls, but a good place to start is with cropping and straightening the frame to focus more on the subject. And if the scene is poorly exposed, you can adjust the brightness to make your video shine. Facebook and Instagram. Facebook to create Clubhouse clone. Facebook recently created its TikTok clone with Instagram Reels, and they look set to do the same with Clubhouse. The New York Times recently reported, Facebook executives have ordered employees to create a similar product to Clubhouse, said the people, who were not authorized to speak publicly. The product is in its earliest stages of development, they said. Shopify Shop Pay available on Facebook and Instagram shops. Shopify recently announced an all-new integration with Facebook and Instagram shops that will enable users to purchase items using the Shop Pay in-stream payment option. Here's what Shopify said. We're expanding Shop Pay, the fastest and most secure way to shop online, to all Shopify merchants selling on Facebook and Instagram. With Shop Pay now available as a fast and secure payment option on Facebook, people also get access to industry-leading order tracking and carbon offsets from their deliveries. Finally, in other news, manual cost per click is getting replaced in Microsoft Ads. Beginning in March, Microsoft will start to replace the manual cost per click bidding option with enhanced cost per click across search, shopping, and dynamic search. The update should have completely rolled out by the end of April, and we'd recommend that advertisers start testing automated bidding options now ahead of the migration. So that is it for this week's marketing news, but what was WDA's highlight of the week? Our highlight is Shopify Shop Pay getting expanded to Facebook and Instagram shops. The integration of this only makes sense with the number of users on Shopify and will hopefully provide an even more seamless social e-commerce experience. Thanks for listening again today, guys. As always, I hope you enjoyed the episode. As always, I've been your host, Matt Tudge. If you did enjoy it, please subscribe and leave a review where you can. And be sure to follow us on social media to stay on trend and stay ahead of the competition. Thanks again. Goodbye for now.